commence this evening's service by singing the fourth hymn on the hymn sheet. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Hymn number 4.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Holy Word of God, reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26. The Acts of the Apostles, reading chapter 26. Acts 26. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth a hand and answered for himself, I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore I beseech thee to hear me patiently. My manner of life from my youth, which was at the first among mine own nation at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify, that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, instantly serving God day and night, hope to come. For which hope's sake, King Agrippa, I am accused of the Jews. Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities. Whereupon, as I went to Damascus, with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus, and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the coasts of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and do works meet for repentance. For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus spake for himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And when he had thus spoken, the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Then said Agrippa unto Festus, This man might have been set at liberty if he had not appealed unto Caesar. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls the reading of his holy word, and help us now as we come before him in prayer. O Lord, once more we come before thee and would bow our heads in worship. May we bow our hearts also as we approach thy holy majesty to call upon thee, to seek the Lord while he may be found. And O Lord, do grant us faith as we venture before thee now, low at the throne of grace. For Lord, we come just as we are. We come as sinners. And O Lord, thou knowest those here who know what it is to be a sinner, who feel the plague of their own heart. Lord, who prove that the heart is deceitful above all things and so desperately wicked. Lord, those who mourn, those who confess, those who repent, those who flee to Christ. O Lord, those of a broken heart, a contrite spirit, those where there is the true grace of God. O Lord, we come as sinners. And O Lord, we come to one of whom we read, the Lord Jesus, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance. And O Lord, we also read how they said of him, this man receiveth sinners. And we come as sinners, and would be found in humble confession of all of our sins. Sins of thought, sins of word, and sins of deed, sins of commission, sins of omission, all sins against light and knowledge. Our sins are innumerable. Our sins are so great. Oh, what great sinners we are. But we come to one. Help us to come to one who is able to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them, even Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, whose precious blood shed at Calvary cleanseth from all sin. All to be found of those coming to him, coming as sinners, weeping and in supplication, but looking to him, they shall look upon him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son. O Lord, we would be found amongst that household of faith who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to the saving of our souls. For Lord, that we possess never dying souls, before us is a never ending eternity, either in heaven or in hell, and as sinners we deserve hell. For thou art so holy, so pure, so righteous. Thou hast said, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. For the wages of sin is death. But all the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us, and reveal a precious Jesus to our souls. And may we know what it is to truly believe in him, and to know him, and to be found in him, accepted in the Beloved. O Lord Jesus, do come and reveal thyself unto such, those who long to know thee, those who long to find thee, who long to be found in thee. Oh, to be a real Christian, washed in the Redeemer's blood. Lord, save us from ourselves, and save us from every false way, and false hope, and false light. Oh, save us from all that is false, and may we know the truth, the truth as it is in Jesus. Lord, should there be found any here this evening, yet dead in trespasses and in sins, O satisfied, content, O with that lamp of profession, with an outward show, a name to live, chapel attendance, Lord, have mercy upon them, and awaken and quicken call them by thy grace. Pluck them as brands from the burning. Have mercy upon each of their never-dying souls. And, O Lord, may they be manifest as thy dear people. So, Lord, remember each one present here this evening, and may the gathering of the people be unto thee as we meet together in thy name here to worship thee, or to be a true worshipper. And all we meet on this anniversary occasion to record thy great goodness, loving kindness, tender mercies, and faithfulness unto this cause of truth in maintaining their lot even to this present time. So, Lord, they continue. And, Lord, be with them here, be with them still. And we do thank thee for those tokens of thy grace, that thy Spirit remaineth here, that thy Spirit has been at work here, blessing thy precious word, applying thy precious word into the hearts of thy people. O Lord, do go on. And do great things yet. Oh, truly they can say, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Oh, do continue to do great things. And, oh, Lord, do bless them here with much of the outpouring of thy Spirit. And, oh, Lord, go before them yet in the unknown way. Yes, having obtained help of God, they continue, but still to continue in the unknown way, not knowing what a day may bring forth. But, oh, may they ever prove thy gracious help. So, Lord, do remember the church, the congregation, the officers. Remember them from the youngest to the eldest. And, oh, Lord, do bless them here and continue to supply their every need. We pray for each cause represented, the little hills of Zion. Pray especially for those who are ministered and brought low, struggling, very few in number. Lord, do remember them, encourage them. And, oh, how remarkable to think all those years ago when, through such sadness and distress, the services for a time were closed here, and yet remarkably reopened. And how they have been built up, who can tell? What the Lord has done for one, oh Lord, would it please thee to do for another? May this be an encouragement to those causes which are so low and so few, and wonders where the scene will end. Oh Lord, what great need there is in this day in which we live. Lord, shine upon the churches, lest they die, but do grant thy people that spirit of wrestling prayer. We cannot give it ourselves. Oh, it needs to be given. Oh, Lord, grant us that burden, that exercise, with that single eye to thy honour and to thy glory. Oh, Lord, do appear. Remember thy true sent servants and those gathered with us here tonight. Lord, help, encourage and strengthen and undertake. Oh, so often with the apostle, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And, oh, grant that grace to continue, that help to continue. Oh, to blow that gospel trumpet with no uncertain sound. And may there be those gracious effects. The Lord working with us, confirming his word with signs following. And, O Lord, we would humbly beseech thee yet to raise up, equip, and thrust forth others into the gospel ministry. What a great need there is, a need which only God can supply. Men taught of God and equipped by thy Spirit. Lord, there may be those yet at the backsides of the desert, like Moses of old. Oh, may that time come. when they must go and show themselves unto Israel. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Lord, there is a great need in Zion. As we hear of one and another of thy servants, and some in younger years, in affliction and sickness, Lord, have mercy. And be pleased, Lord, to sanctify and to heal and to restore. Oh, Lord, do mercifully appear. We would remember all, Lord, who are struggling, cast down, burdened, dejected, disappointed. Those who walk a lonely pathway. Those who walk a trying pathway. Those who need the Lord to appear, the Lord to provide, the Lord to undertake, the Lord to go before, the Lord to supply every need. Those who need thy help. Lord, remember such. Remember those who may feel confused, perplexed, and at a loss. Those being, as it were, threatened by Satan, where is now thy God? When the Lord seems to hide his face, when the Lord is silent and answered her not a word, and like Jeremiah, I cry and I shout, but all my prayer he shutteth out. Lord, remember such. Again, to remember the dear children and young people growing up into life, and be pleased to put thy holy fear deep into their hearts. O Lord, do remember them in this evil day to which their lot is cast, and O Lord, do protect them at all times in all places. And may they be taught of God. Lord, remember thy people throughout the whole earth, all who love and fear thy name, especially again we pray for those who suffer persecution, imprisonment, deprivations, hardships and losses. Lord, remember them. Lord, do bless the distribution of thy faithful word of truth. Lord, it is it goes forth throughout the whole earth. O Lord, bless it to the good of thy people. The sacred scriptures which are able to make us wise unto salvation. We do thank thee that we have before us the word of God, faithfully translated in our own tongue, but all to be made wise unto salvation. And we would be thankful for all thy many, many mercies. And we have much to be thankful for. Thy great goodness, and thy kindness, and thy faithfulness. Lord, do bless us each with truly thankful hearts, that we may truly praise and bless thy name, whose favours are divine. Lord, we join with the friends here to thank thee for all that thou hast done for them. Oh Lord, we would be truly thankful. Now, Lord, hear our poor prayer and help us through this service. Help greatly needed. Lord, send help. And oh, grant a blessing, a word in season, a token for good. And oh, Lord, thou knowest the needs of each and every one. Do supply every need. And go before us each in the unknown way. Guide us, direct us, lead us, and teach us. Lord, have mercy, forgive our every sin. We ask for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 5 on the hymn sheet. To God the only wise, our Saviour and our King, let all the saints below the skies their humble praises bring. Hymn number 5.
Ask the Lord, may be pleased to grant his gracious help. I once again direct your prayerful attention to this word in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26, in the former part of verse 22. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26, in the former part of verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. This afternoon, as we try to speak from this word, we sought to speak from it, as it were, in the plural. We fought of the cause of truth here, over the many, many years of the church's existence, through the building of its present building, and the reformation of the church here after the chapel was shut for, I think, about 4 years. But having therefore obtained help of God, ye continue unto this day. And I just mention this again, how every New Testament church of Christ needs to obtain help of God to continue. In this dark and sad and difficult, distressing day in which we live, and as we know, so many chapels have closed and have not opened again. Oh, and many causes here, minished and brought low. Oh, to obtain the help of God, if it is his holy will, to continue. Who can tell? Who can tell? This evening I find it much impressed upon my mind to speak more in the singular. I know this afternoon it came out at times, of course, the Church of God is made up of individuals, made up of men and women, those souls called by God's grace, those who have left this world's deceitful shore and left it to return no more. Of course, in the Church of God, those who make an open profession of their faith, showing whose they are and whom they serve. And so there are these different characters, different people, but all walking in that same way, that narrow way, which leadeth unto life. And remember what the Lord Jesus said, few be they that find it. Not many. The many you'll find in a broad way, the few you'll find in the narrow way. Few there be that find it. But may it be our great concern to know that we are found amongst that few, with them numbered, oh may I be, now and in eternity. That few who strive to enter in at the strait gate. All that few who knock upon the door of God's mercy, those few who flee from the wrath to come, those few fleeing unto the Lord Jesus, the Saviour of sinners, who would believe in him, or who would hear his voice, who would follow him, all that few prepared for heaven. That few amongst the living family of God, few there be that find it. But these few are on pilgrimage. They are pilgrims and strangers here upon this earth, and the Lord will remind them time and time again, this is not your rest. It is polluted. Yes, but we are in the world, that cannot be denied. We live in this world, but the vital difference is that we are not of the world. not of the world. Come out from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and ye shall be my children, and I will be your father. Those blessed with that real religion are those who are found with grace in their hearts. What a word that is in Romans chapter 5, I believe, at the end. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, exactly the same thing we have here when the apostle was speaking to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. Now, where are we tonight? Are we in darkness, the darkness of sin, the power of Satan? Or through the Lord's rich mercies have we been brought into the light unto God? Or does sin yet reign in our hearts unto death? Or does grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord? Do remember those words of the Lord Jesus, by their fruits ye shall know them. And when we consider such a word, we may think to look at others. By their fruits ye shall know them. And yes, it is true, we do need that gracious discernment. Did not the apostle write concerning the Thessalonian believers, when we saw the grace of God in them, we rejoice. Oh, to see the grace of God in a soul, by their fruits ye shall know them. But then, what of us? Do we bring forth fruits? All the fruits of the Spirit, to the honour and glory of God? Ah, you see, what grace we need. In every believer there is yet the old man of sin, and yet also the new man of grace. Oh, how we need help, that grace might triumphant reign. But for the grace of God, there go I. When we look at the unbeliever, or when we look at others continuing in that mad career of sin, there, but for the grace of God, go I. But who maketh thee to differ? Nothing but God's almighty grace. And look how the Lord dealt with Saul of Tarsus. You see, he was yet in darkness, the darkness of sin. He was under the power of Satan, yet he thought he was doing God's service. He thought he was pleasing God. He thought he was going to heaven. He thought that he was right when he was utterly wrong. He thought that he obeyed the law of God, and yet he had broken every single commandment. And yet darkness had blinded his mind. There he was, brought up in the strictest religion of the Pharisees at the feet of Gamaliel. Oh, there he was, full of religion, full of his own importance, his self-righteousness, and justifying himself. Despising others, despising Gentiles and sinners. Until the Lord met with him. Until the Lord dealt with him. Until the Lord humbled him under his mighty hand. Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? He didn't know. He didn't know the Lord Jesus Christ. He thought he was doing God's service. He thought he knew God. Who art thou, Lord? He didn't know. And yet he was so religious. He was so Pharisaical. Who art thou, Lord? Oh, a stranger. He did not know. But what an answer he was given. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And remember, that voice came from heaven. The Lord Jesus at the right hand of the Father in glory above. I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Well, the life of Saul of Tarsus would never be the same again. Up until that time, he did not really know suffering, trouble, tribulation, distress, loss. He knew one side of persecution, and that was to be the persecutor. But now things would greatly, greatly change for him, as the Lord said to Ananias, "So I will show him what great things he must suffer for my sake." Oh, now he needs God's help. Now he needs to obtain God's help. Spiritually, he needed help to believe that the Lord would be merciful unto him. He needed help to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as his Saviour. I'm sure that when the Lord Jesus first spoke to him, "I am Jesus whom thou persecutest," I'm sure if he had time even to think, that he would be cast straight into hell, cut off and utterly destroyed for his great wickedness. But the Lord had mercy, and the Lord preserved him. Or the Lord would yet manifest him as one of his people. Yes, there would be such a great change. But now he must live that life of faith, that life of dependence, that life to be humbled, that life to be proved, or that life now to be tried, that life to be tempted, that life where he would meet with much opposition and much distress and much sorrow. Or does he not write to the church at Corinth concerning his sufferings and how he was brought to live such a life of such great sufferings? Or when he felt to be pressed out of measure and distressed and cast down? Or when he felt to be in great dangers and great afflictions? Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And oh, how we needed that comfort time and time and time again. Or when he felt to be so distressed. But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labours, in watchings, in fastings, and so on. Oh, for I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake, in that life of faith, in that life of dependence. Indeed, again, he goes on to write, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool, I am more. In labours more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils amongst false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. But having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Or that's the point. In all that he was called to suffer, in all that he was called to pass through, yet the Lord helped him to continue. But he must obtain God's help. And if our religion is real, if it is of God, if we're truly born again and found amongst that few, in that narrow way which leadeth unto life, the Lord will put us into such a pathway that we cannot continue without his help. And it's only as we obtain God's help that we can continue. And yet it's proving the help of God that we continue. That without his help we would come to a stop. We couldn't continue. We couldn't carry on. We would be too overwhelmed. We would be too distressed. You see, the people of God, they have three primary enemies. One is self, that old man of self. The other is the world. And of course, the other is Satan, that malicious foe, who is a reality, who is a real enemy. And is it not Satan who seeks to destroy our faith? To cause us to make shipwreck of faith. And we only need to think of what Satan did unto Job to destroy his faith. Or what havoc he made of his life. What sore distress, what troubles, what tribulations, what losses. And Job was brought very, very low. But even Job could say, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Now, let us remember, the Lord Jesus himself said, in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And the apostle, writing from much felt experience that we must needs through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of heaven. There is no easy way to heaven. But dear friends, there is a way to heaven, and that speaks of God's mercy. But in that way of tribulation, we will need God's help. We will need to obtain God's help. And I'm sure I am right in saying that everyone here tonight who fears the Lord, you stand in need of God's help. There are things in your lives, things in your pathways, things in your circumstances, things which are too hard for you, too great for you. And you need God's help. Or there are fears, things which seem to overwhelm us at times and cause us great fear. Do we not at times fear that shipwreck of faith? Ah, when we read of Abraham, the father of the faithful, and how at one time he was strong in faith, giving glory unto God. Well, the Lord's people so often feel to be so weaklings in faith. Was it not to his own disciples the Lord Jesus at times said, where is your faith? O ye of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Why is it ye have no faith? And yet they prayed, Lord, increase our faith. A great mercy it is to have faith. The faith of God's elect. That faith, which object is the Lord Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Oh, you think of the times the apostle would be found looking unto Jesus. And just thinking of that, we well know the chapter, Hebrews 11, speaking there of those, that great cloud of witnesses, those who went before. And we read of those who had trial of cruel mockings, scourgings, and stone and tempted and the like. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Oh, what help we need to be found as we run with patience, and we need help to be patient, for ye have need of patience, the race that is set before us. Well, it was Mr. Wood, dear Mr. Wood, who preached here 50 years ago at your centenary. And those of you who remember him, you remember he had that saying, you in your small corner and me in mine. The race that is set before us, the way the Lord will lead us, the things which we must pass through, those things appointed for us but as sanctified, as helped, looking unto Jesus. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, looking unto Jesus. Lord, help me. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Let us be very clear on this. The Lord will always help his people. That gracious advice that Moses, a man full of experience, gave to his successor Joshua. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. He will help thee, and God will not fail to help thee. Having therefore obtained help of God in every trouble, in every trial, in every problem, in every difficulty, in every sorrow, in every suffering, in every affliction, or in every distress, fear not, I will help thee. I will help thee. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Oh, how we need the help of God to trust in him. To trust in him at all times. Easy, I use that word carefully, easy to trust in God in a day of prosperity, when things are going well, when the wind is behind, when many things to go very plainly. But what in a day of adversity? Oh, what in a day of trouble? What in a day of distress? What in a day of darkness? What in a day when things seem to go wrong? Things are so crooked. Oh, what in a day when the Lord seems to be silent? Still to trust in God. Oh, to trust in him at all times. Our whole trust, our whole confidence, our whole dependence in the Lord our God. Well, flesh, the natural man, the old man of sin, will never bring us there. But faith in the Lord Jesus will. Oh, may the Lord help us to put our whole trust in him. You see, by nature we would put our trust in man, in princes, in those of ability, in those of understanding, in those of knowledge and the like. But the Lord must wean his people from all trusting in man, because the Lord would have them trust alone in him, or to put our trust in the Lord our God, or to trust him. Though it seems to all sense and reason all these things are against me. And yet to trust in God and to prove that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. And the apostle did not know what lay before him. Just as me and you do not know what lays before us, the unknown way, all unknown to us, we know not what a day may bring forth, but God knows everything. And there was a great storm, as it were, waiting for the Apostle Paul. Literally a storm on the sea, a storm that would rage, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. They must have been in a very, very low place. All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. There seemed to be no hope. And at times in the trial of our faith, the child of God comes into some very, very low places in these great tempests, these great storms, all these things which come crashing down upon us. And oh, how we, as it were, cling to that hope that the Lord will appear, the Lord will come, the Lord will provide, the Lord will undertake. And yet the Lord doesn't. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, remember who was on this ship? The Apostle Paul, a man of great prayer, and Luke, the author of the Acts of the Apostles, no doubt was also on this ship, and we believe other godly praying souls also, praying night and day that the Lord would appear, and yet the Lord didn't appear. And then they sunk so low that it seemed all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. I wonder if there are a few here tonight who have been brought so low, so tempted, so tried, so threatened and accused by Satan, where is now thy God? And it's not very easy then to answer, but our God is in the heavens, and he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. That is great faith. At times we perhaps stagger like a drunken man. Where is now thy God? All hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Would God fail them? Had God forsaken them? Had God left them to the perils of the sea? Or would they yet be destroyed? No, the Lord appears. Oh, the Lord graciously appears. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Paul commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of a ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Well, isn't that a beautiful word in the Song of Solomon? Who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? It's the church of God. It's these believers in the Lord Jesus. Oh, he is their beloved saviour, their faithful friend, the one upon whom they lean and trust and hope and commit to the keeping of their souls. He is their helper, and he never fails to help. Though at times that help may seem delayed, it may seem withheld, or there may seem at times no help coming from the Lord, but still they would be found leaning upon him. Leaning upon him in prayer and supplication. Leaning upon his word. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. For this is my comfort in mine affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Oh, leaning hard upon him, leaning often. And the Lord will never fail. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Help of God to lead us forth by the right way. For truly we know not the way. It is that way of following, that way of obeying, that way of being led. And he led them forth by the right way. Again, putting our trust in God to lead us forth by the right way. I'm sure the children of Israel, when they came to Pi-hahiroth by the Red Sea there, they thought God had made a mistake because they came to what seemed to be a dead end and no way out, no way to escape. Again, when they came to the waters of Marah, did they think that God had made a mistake in bringing them there? Because the waters are bitter, undrinkable. And they murmured, and they complained. And sadly, the people of God at times, they come into these places when to all sense and reason, it seems there's been a mistake. And we question the ways of the Lord. We wonder why these things must be. We cannot understand, and left to ourselves, it's the old man's sin. We murmur, we fret, we complain, we rebel. Oh, what poor sinners we are. But oh, to understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Oh, when they cried unto the Lord, both at the Red Sea and at Marah, and at other places, and when the child of God cries unto the Lord, oh, when the Lord mercifully appears, and how humbling it is when we consider we're so unworthy, oh, that the Lord should hear or answer our prayer and deliver and send help. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. We need help of God to bow to his will. What a perfect example the Lord Jesus set in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Again, the old man of sin wants his own will, his own ways, his own things. He has his own thoughts, his own ideas. And like as we read in hymn 289, the pathway there of a child of God, projects crossed, hopes o'erturned, and wonders where the scene will end. Oh, what grace we need, what help we need, to bow to the will of God, not my will, but thine be done. You see, Jonah had no intention of going to Nineveh. The Lord would have him go to Nineveh. Jonah thought he could flee from the presence of God. It all seemed to go well. But he proved that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The Lord followed him. The Lord chastened him sore, but did not give him over unto death. And, well, how remarkable. There in the depths of the ocean, in a pitch darkness, or in an awful prison, really, completely disorientated, not knowing where he was, fearing death any moment, fearing the wrath of God, even there he found the throne of grace. And a gracious God who both heard and answered his prayer and delivered him and spared him and spoke to him a second time, "Arise and go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach a preaching that I bid thee." And Jonah went submissively to the will of God, having therefore obtained help of God. I continue unto this day. The Lord will never put his people into such a pathway or to such a thing for which he will not grant them the grace and the help to enable them to do. Moses, or can we not hear him through his pilgrimage journey, leading the children of Israel to the promised land and the many things which he suffered? "But having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day." And at the first, by the burning bush, all those excuses why he could not go, everything he could think of why he could not do this thing. But God said, "Now therefore go." He must go. He must venture. He must be obedient to the word and the will of God. He must go. And he went. And the Lord helped him. Even when at first things seemed to go so awfully wrong, rejected by Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him? I know not the Lord, neither will I let the children of Israel go." And when the officers of the children of Israel spake against Moses, everything seemed to go wrong. Perhaps the enemy roaring, "Where is now your God?" Well, Moses knew. He returned unto the Lord in prayer. He took it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, he lay it all out before the Lord in prayer. And the Lord answered, "Now thou shalt see what I will do." And he did. And he proved. "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day." So, yes, for pilgrimage, trouble, tribulation, sorrow, loss, sufferings, afflictions, infirmities, weaknesses, but all of these being sanctified to keep us humble, to keep us low, to keep us dependent, to keep us walking by faith. Oh, to keep us looking unto Jesus, to keep us at the throne of grace, to keep us proving, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day." And so it's only as we obtain the help of God, divine help, almighty help, with heaven and earth at his command, he waits to answer prayer. The child of God cannot be in any situation, any trouble, any distress, whereby the Lord cannot help him. Just like in the Gospels, all of those different characters who came to the Lord Jesus, and they came with their afflictions, they came with their difficulties, they came with their distresses, there was nothing too hard for him. He never turned to any of them and said, "I cannot help you." And so it's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye few men of Israel, I will help thee. Oh, when the Lord helps, when the Lord appears, and oh, we look on. Wonder-working God, the wonders God alone can do. Oh, his gracious help, his merciful help, his kind help, his faithful help. Oh, how wonderful it is to prove the help of God. And we prove it by obtaining it, and we obtain it by praying for it. For these things I will be inquired of, O house of Israel, to do it unto you. All through the whole pilgrimage, all the way. Yes, thou shalt remember all the way the Lord thy God led thee, and helped thee, and sustained thee. Having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. Yes, to the very end, the Lord will continue to help his people. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Amen.
After the benediction, there'll be a few words to bring the day to a close. Let us sing the sixth hymn on the hymn sheet. Rejoice, the Lord is King, your God and King adore. Mortals give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up the heart, lift up the voice, rejoice aloud, ye saints, rejoice. The sixth hymn.
Oh, May the grace of the Saviour and the love of the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Just say, friends, what thankfulness we have for the Lord's kindnesses toward us providentially and spiritually, preserving a people here to serve him and a house of prayer for worship. Unto him let our praises ascend. May he still favour us and bless all the churches represented here today. May he bless the word preached today. The work is all of God through his great grace. And may there be many that can say with Mary, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour. Now just to say for those who weren't here this afternoon, there are plenty of the booklets of about the history of the place, and you are welcome to take as many as you like for your friends. And lastly, the collections today are for the Trinitarian Bible Society. And now let us sing the hymn on the last page of the hymn sheet. Once more before we part, we'll bless the Saviour's name, record his mercies every heart, sing every tongue the same.